underwear's patented material that adjusts to your size and shape like hundreds of little fingers, giving you the best feel of your life.
I've got a lot of junk in the trunk, if you know what I mean. And I really appreciate what My Underwear is doing back there.
I purchased my first pair of My Underwear 9 months ago, and I still haven't taken them off.
My Underwear is manufactured in my home state of Minnesota. I guarantee every pair of My Underwear has been personally worn by me, Mike Lindell. And I'm proud to announce My Underwear has been named the official underwear of the National Creep Foundation.
For the best darn feel in the whole wide world, it's MyUnderwear.com.
It's so cold.
Early this morning, O'Hare International canceled about 5% of flights.
Hey, look, you guys, it's snowing.
The cold air is in place. The wind makes it feel like 15 below.
It's all causing major flight delays and cancellations.
A little bit ailing.
There is ice under that snow.
It is so cold, Charlie Sheen was thankful for the burning and the itching.
We just reported 10 inches of snow. It's yet another polar vortex. Are you ready for that?
The cold has now spread to my special place.
And I challenge you to a snowball fight.
A coating of ice all over this car that was left out overnight.
Some parts could see up to a quarter of an inch of ice.
Why don't you go on outside and make snow angels?
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people.
Radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Today's the first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry. Acting Ukraine Ambassador Bill Taylor and State Department official George Kent will be questioned by members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee. Illinois Senate Democrat Dick Durbin tells CNN.
We can read the transcripts of Ambassador Taylor and others, and they have some obvious value. But hearing them testify and be cross-examined really puts some power behind those statements.
Some Senate Republicans say they won't even watch the hearing, calling the process unfair. Arizona House Republican Andy Biggs tells Fox, though, he'll be watching the witnesses for...
Are they biased? What's their credibility? Things that we've seen in the transcripts from the previous hearings, you want to lay that out?
Taylor and Kent testified privately that they believe President Trump improperly demanded investigations in Ukraine that would help him politically. The hearing starts at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. America's listening to Fox News.
Cold!
The
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
It's hard to believe that it was 66 degrees at 3 o'clock yesterday morning. It is now 41 degrees colder than that right now. We have a Arctic cold morning. We're very close to the record of 24. That was set back in 1968. Our wind chill this morning is already 17. Sunshine cold today with a high around 53. Not quite as windy today, but still, you know, just does, it takes a little wind to add a bite. East wind 7 to 13. Increasing clouds tonight. I think we'll be close to freezing again. Now around 32, 33 tonight. But the clouds will keep us from getting colder. Tomorrow, spotty showers possible by the afternoon. Cold day, high 49. A cold rain Thursday night, low 42. Friday, maybe some rain left over early in the day. Otherwise, I think we'll start to warm up, you know, upper 50s probably on Friday. I think over the weekend we'll have some chilly mornings, but nice afternoons. I'm looking for low to mid-60s Saturday, mid-60s perhaps Sunday. So this cold air, fortunately, won't last all that long. Right now this morning, north winds at 8 miles per hour, clear skies. Our 25-degree temperature is brought down a little bit by the wind chill, 17 right now at 6:06.
So tell me about your day.
I woke up.
It was Wednesday morning.
That is?
That's it.
That's all I got so far.
You know, so far, that's it.
Let me guess, you've got a whole day of nothing ahead of you.
We've got a full day ahead and we're already behind schedule.
Well, it's still early.
It's still early.
That's true.
All right, now let's kick it up a notch.
I'm going to need a cup of coffee.
The biggest cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Got a show to put on in case you didn't notice.
Showtime.
Here we are. Braving the Arctic blast to bring you mediocre radio.
Mediocre? No, it's more than mediocre radio.
It's extremely. It's the finest mediocre radio. Now, that's I speak only for myself this morning. I've got this. I don't know if she's keeping warm or if she's expecting chickens.
You've got a hairy creature in between your legs there.
Yes, I do. The precious Bailey. Such a good girl.
You must smell like bacon. It was a great bacon.
I always smell like meat when I come in here in the morning because I'm working on something. But I've got soup to take home today that you made.
Yeah, vegetable beef soup. It cooked for 12 hours. It's my mom's recipe, and it's when you put vegetable beef soup away in the refrigerator the next day, how it's so much better.
Yes.
So you're going to get the full effect.
Soups, chilies, sloppy joe, all of those things are better if they sit for 24 to 48 hours.
This is very true.
We'll have our rocket scientist of the day coming up as soon as I figure out who it is. Tonight, full day today, come and warm up at Baumhauer's. They got that nice fireplace.
Yeah.
Maybe we should hang out closer to that tonight.
I had the fireplace going this morning. I sent you a picture.
We have a fireplace, but we have not used it.
Yeah.
We think it may be set up for gas.
It's so comforting. I loved it.
We had one at the last house, and it was constantly having problems. So, it's funny. In Florida, I almost bought a portable fireplace. For our house there because we wanted it. They make some pretty nice ones.
You
buy it and put it up against the wall, but I never did that either. Mm. You can't always get what you want. Somebody said that once.
I think the Stones did.
Yeah. Well, what we have coming up is the William Tell Wake Up. Speaking of Baumhauer's, it's happy hour, 2 to 6. Their name for it is halftime, 2 to 6, Monday through Friday, and they've got half off on some great crowd-pleasing Baumhauer's favorites like the tailgate burger, and fries, half off. The hot lips, half off hot lips. You can't beat that. That's boneless chicken with a great array. My honey mustard is my favorite, but try them in the Thai sweet. Speaking of Thai sweet, try the sweet potato fries, half off those. Spencer's gooey fries and more. Plus, super low prices, half off glasses and bottle of wine. And pints as low as $2.49. At Baumhauer's Victory Grill, we hope to see you there tonight. After the show, and I think we're celebrating something, but I can't remember what.
I love the dog sneaking up behind the cats here.
I know.
It's funny. And it scares the bejeebies out of me. That's funny.
It's a GIF.
You can see it, folks, on Greg's Facebook page.
Yes.
You don't have to be a Facebook friend of Greg, although 5,000 of you lucky ones are, including me.
Well, actually, I have an opening.
You do?
Yeah, so whoever is next to say,
all right,
I would like to be Step your up. Facebook friend, you can call us or send me a Facebook note, and I will add you if you've been waiting.
When Greg gets up, when Jay gets up here in a little while, there's an extra knob somewhere, because I know you have what you think is the volume up all the way, but there's no sound. So there's
you have no sound in your headsets at all?
I can barely hear it.
I've got everything.
Yeah, but there's an extra knob. There's a knob here somewhere.
That's the monitor. This is the headphone knob all the way up.
Okay. I don't know.
I will...
That's right. I didn't want to listen this morning anyway.
Me either. 6:10, William Tell Wake Up Next.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hundreds gathered Tuesday for the historic inauguration of Stephen Reed as mayor of Montgomery. 9 city council members were also sworn into office at the ceremony. Charles Jenright was named city council president. Republican Charlotte Meadows wins the special election for House District 74. She had 68.9% of the vote against Democrat Rayford Mack. The special election was to fill the seat left vacant after Dimitri Palizzo's died earlier this year. Voter turnout was 7.81%. And Montgomery firefighters were called to 3 separate fires in just 1 hour last night. They happened on Calmar Drive, Thomas Avenue, and Forest Grove Drive between 6 and 7 o'clock. Fire investigators have not said if anyone was hurt or what caused these fires. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, it's Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pepperidge Shops on Vaughan Road. Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Anything you can dream of, we really can make it for you. We can make it for you. It'll be top quality, and it'll be less money than anyone else can possibly do it in town, out of town, I don't care, out of the country, out of the world. We are pretty darn good at making things at Marguerite's. Come by and see us. Let us make something special for you that you'll have and treasure for a lifetime. At Marguerite's, we make it. We really make it. Thank you.
Why would anybody buy a zero-turn riding mower this time of year? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with 5 reasons why now is the best time to buy a new or used Hustler zero-turn mower. First, due to the lack of rain this summer, we're having a drought sale, saving you hundreds on all remaining 2019 Hustler ZTRs. Second, the 2019 Hustler demo mowers are now available, saving you over $2,000 on slightly used Hustlers that still have the full factory warranty. Third, avoid the 2020 price increases due to the steel tariffs. Fourth, 0% interest financing or no payment until April 2020. And finally, if you're a landscaper, you can write it off on this year's taxes. Bottom line, there's really only one reason to buy now. Save lots of money. Hustler Zero Turn Mowers at CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Deborah Hatfield Dricker, you are my new Facebook friend. It's the William Tell Wake Up at 6:13. Thank you for the fast and friendly response.
Thank you, butter!
About what?
I don't know. Learn.
words.
Then maybe you are too woke.
Did I give permission to use the pronoun you?
Oh, boy. Chronic wokeness limits your ability to enjoy life and let others enjoy theirs. But there's hope. Ask your doctor about taking a chill pill.
I was so woke, I was exhausted. But after taking a chill pill, I don't even feel like pouring through 10 years of tweets from a comedian I've never heard of to find something mildly offensive that I can hold against him now.
Common side effects include hugging your friends again, saying okay boomer without the sarcasm, an aversion to virtue signaling, and getting along with your relatives at holidays.
Since taking a chill pill, the only thing I want to cancel is my Antifa membership.
Tell your doctor to put aside his white privilege for like 3 seconds and ask him about taking a chill pill.
I used to be woke, but now I can't resist a chill pill.
Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Well, we're going to give it to Disney Plus. I'm going to draw an odd parallel here. This reminds me of the Obamacare rollout.
Oh, no.
If I remember, they had 4 years to get a website ready.
Did they have a rough day yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about it. All kinds of problems. What happened?
Even the best minds. Well, why don't we listen to this?
Disney Plus. I just paid the $7, but I cannot get connected. The launch is a total bust. Error screen, loading slow. I just want to watch Dumbo. Can't see Star Wars, Finding Dory, or any of the Toy Stories. I can't stream, can't log in for Newsies and The Simpsons. I just had my cable TV service cut. Can't see Snow White or Frozen, cause the app is broken. Disney Plus, what a bust! Disney Plus.
So, certainly no lack of funding to get it going.
I had no problem with it yesterday. I didn't have any issue. But I didn't start watching anything until, I don't know, 6 o'clock last night.
Uh-huh.
After I got home and everything. So
did their servers? Were they overwhelmed?
So how did you tell Alexa to put it on your TV? On your TV?
No. I downloaded it from the App Store.
We got to get you up.
You need a streaming. He doesn't have a streaming box.
We should have got him one for his birthday, but we can get you one. A Roku box. You need a Roku box.
If you have a Roku, right, and I get all these different, it'll come up on the TV.
Mm-hmm. Everything that you're...
So great. The Roku box connects to the internet.
Yeah. Yes. It goes to your Wi-Fi.
And it connects to your TV.
So it's just an extra source, HDMI source on your TV. You go to that, and then there's everything. Amazon, Netflix.
I mean, you got to download those apps to it and then sign into them.
We'll get you set up. I'll spend an afternoon.
Awfully complicated.
No.
It's really not.
I'll spend an afternoon and get you all set up.
Mrs. Brederbottle, do we have internet at home?
No.
Well,
kidding.
Then we'll get you a subscription to the paper.
I accidentally read 4 pages of the paper in the studio here the other day, and it was one of the dumbest things I've done in a long time.
One of the national papers, you mean, right? Yeah. One of the national ones. Right.
Toodles USA Today. I remember we used to buy that in the morning because it was an extra source other than the daily newspapers.
Sure.
And the local
ones.
Because
there was no internet. It was the one place you might find a pie graph that could be something to talk about.
What's happening
in
entertainment?
They were big on pie charts in those days.
They did, didn't they? Graphs and pie charts and stuff you'd see,
19 minutes after 6, Montgomery Paint and Body stands by ready to work on your vehicle and you've been in a fender bender. There's two walk-arounds. The one you make after you've been in an accident, you take a look at the damage, wonder if you can get the car to where it needs to go without a tow truck, etc. You take care of all that. Police reports, you wait on those. Call the insurance adjuster. But the one move you can make without even thinking twice is take it to Montgomery Paint and Body and get it fixed there. For 3.5 decades, the Turner family has stood by one principle. We're not going to skip any steps. We are not going to shortcut the process and shortchange our customer, because you know how it is. It's an ethics thing, and you got to live with that. If you want to cheat, you got to live with cheating. At Montgomery Paint and Body, from day one, they said, we're not going to play that game, as others were here in the River Region at that time, and they hung in there, and now they are the gold standard. Like a good neighbor, an insurance company went there to film their processes to show others this is how it should be done. Complete, thorough, good as new, maybe better. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, the number's 27 Rec with AW at 620. We'll see who needs them at this moment, and then we'll have the timeline for November 13th.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have no issues on the highways this morning. Interstate's looking good. The Boulevard, the 31s into town are all looking good this morning. It was very cold last night, and when we get down into the 20s, I think 26 was our overnight low. Well, you're going to have some problems sometimes, like batteries will go, you know, flunky when we get down to around 26. Might want to check that, make sure you can crank this morning, warm the vehicle up, but of course, never leave a vehicle unattended with the keys in it. That's a bad idea. We'll keep you updated on the roads. No issues right now. During the month of November, Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is saying no. No to down payments, no to payments for 90 days, and no hassle buying. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured through no fault of your own, you need a local attorney on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich, what's the latest temperature and wind chill you have?
Okay, so in Montgomery, 25 right now with a wind chill factor of 17. We're close to the record. It's 22 in Prattville and 23 in Selma and 24 in Troy. So it's a really cold start.
The cold is putting the... as we like to say, the
Oi.
In Troy, 622. Timeline next.
Are you sitting there daydreaming about the day you retire? The day they have the office party for you, and at quitting time, you pack up all your stuff and you leave work for one last time. Well, you better stop daydreaming, because it'll be here before you know it. And if you haven't already called him, you better do it right now. I'm talking about David Ernest. David is an asset preservationist. That means he's a guy who helps you keep your money. That old 401k or that IRA that's just laying around, let David Ernest roll it into something for you that's going to start earning money and getting you set up for retirement. Call David Ernest today, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's been doing this for nearly 40 years, and he's the money man with the money plan. Let David Ernest put your money to work for you. Call him right now, 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog, Gracie, too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right. You can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:24 with the timeline for November 13th on this 25-degree morning, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
317th day of the year. There are only 43 days left, and this year will be toast. It's National Indian Pudding Day. What would Indian pudding be like?
Indian pudding?
Yeah.
Let's ask Elizabeth Warren.
Indian pudding. Indian pie.
Indian.
Nothing like a nice big spoonful of Indian pudding.
Indiana pudding left me. Lord, I can't go back there. It's Sadie Hawkins Day. That was a stupid thing at school, wasn't it? Sadie Hawkins Day. It's also World Kindness Day. So let's be kind to everybody in the world today. This is the date in 1789. Benjamin Franklin wrote a letter to a friend, and he used the phrase, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain except death and taxes." He was right about that. 1940, Walt Disney's Fantasia premiered in New York City. It flopped, but it became a huge hit when it was re-released in 1969. Part of that has to do with people watching under the influence of something.
First time I saw it, I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. I didn't get it. I didn't understand it.
Didn't appreciate it.
So then in the 70s,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
people suggested what you just inferred, and I still didn't get it.
But it looked cool.
But I'll tell you what, the artists that painted that movie,
sure,
they were definitely roasted on something.
Oh, yeah. 1942, minimum draft age is lowered from 21 to 18. 73 years ago in 1946, skiers in Massachusetts were amazed when the inventor of had a new creation, Vincent Schaefer's new creation, artificial snow. 1953, the Indiana Textbook Commission suggested that Robin Hood is communistic. You steal from the rich and give to the poor. So they outlawed Robin Hood in their textbooks. 63 years ago in 1956, Supreme Court struck down the laws calling for racial segregation on public buses. That following what happened here in Montgomery. And that anniversary is coming up very, very soon. 1968, Hugo Montenegro, number one with The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. Soundtrack from the Clint Eastwood spaghetti western film. First instrumental number one since 1963. Interesting. Now our song of the day.
He's trying to think of what that song was in 63.
In 63, I should have looked it up.
A theme from A Summer Place?
That was a little early. Was that 61?
Tijuana Brass.
It was 61. I will look it up.
I'm doing that now. Okay. Instrumental top.
Number what? One in 1963. Yeah, before we get moving along.
I would like
here.
To know.
Yeah.
1963.
Yeah. Instrumental.
Well, hang on. List of, now that's UK. They can't just give me.
We'll get it to you in just a second. Let's do our song of the day. In my mind, it's a song that sounds like fall. And indeed, it was. 1968, a couple of guys.
Is this wrong?
That's yesterday.
Did it not?
That's yesterday.
What's today's?
That's weird.
Stormy.
Oh, well, how easy it is to get that ready. Watch.
Okay.
Look at my magic.
I wonder why that didn't come over, because I did that.
Huh. Interesting. I thought we were in the summer reruns.
Did you?
A couple of guys from Jacksonville, Florida, and one guy from Dothan. Dennis Yost of the Classics 4 on a not-so-stormy but a cold Wednesday morning.
You were the sunshine, baby, whenever you smiled. But I call you Storm.
Really?
Close to it.
Some of the clothes are okay.
Yeah, so one of those guys is Bowie. His last name is Bowie. He's from Dothan. Then the core of that group went on to form the Atlanta Rhythm Section.
Where does Bobby Goldsboro fit into that Dothan mix, that Alabama mix?
Yeah, he is from Dothan. He was watching Scotty grow back in those days. I think he lives in Tennessee right now. 1970 on this date, and a tidal wave, an immense tidal wave, and storm surge caused by a powerful cyclone kills over 200,000 people in East Pakistan, now known as Bangladesh. 46 years ago in 73, Jerry Lee Lewis's son, Jr., the 19-year-old, was killed in a highway accident in Mississippi. Tragically, earlier, Jerry Lee Lewis's only other son died in a swimming pool at age 3 earlier that year. 1976, Rod Stewart started an 8-week run at number 1 with Tonight's the Night. It'll be all right. It was Rod's second number 1.
Mm.
Yeah. 37 years ago, 1982, Vietnam Veterans Memorial dedicated in Washington, D.C. The wall includes the names of over 58,000 servicemen and women who gave their lives during the Vietnam conflict. It was not popular at first, but it grew on folks, and it is just one of the great... It's
one of the most powerful places you will visit in D.C.
It's so inspiring. 21 years ago in 98, Bill Clinton agreed to pay Paula Jones $850,000 to throw out her sexual harassment lawsuit. On this date in 95, Greg Maddux of the Atlanta Braves becomes the first Major League pitcher to win 4 consecutive Cy Young Awards. And by the way, this year's winner will be announced tonight at 6 p.m.
Who do you got? I say Justin Verlander.
I got to agree with you on that one. 3 years ago in 2016, Leon Russell died in his sleep at the age of 74. Birthdays. Kid from Atreyu, the kid Atreyu in Never Ending Story. Actor Noah Hathaway is 48. Jimmy Kimmel is 52 today. Whoopi Goldberg is 64. Chris Noth, 65. He's best known as Mr. Big on Sex and the City. John Mantega. I can't talk today. He's 72. He's a guy that was in The Godfather Part 3, and he was Fat Tony on The Simpsons.
Joe Mantegna.
Mantegna. I don't know why I can't talk today. I can't hear myself. Gary Marshall would have had a birthday today. He died in 2016. He only created Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, Mork and Mindy, The Odd Couple, The Dick Van Dyke Show, and The Lucy Show.
I found that song, by the way, I think.
Yeah?
Was there a song called Telstar by the Tornadoes?
Oh, yes. By the Tornadoes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, that was number one when...
January 5th of 1963, or at least that week of, or whatever. So.
Mm-hmm. Very annoying song. Yeah. Came and went quickly, but it was all about our first satellite transmission overseas.
This will take us up to news time at the top of the hour. We'll be back on the other side with more of the music you want to hear.
Is Tourette's jock syndrome.
15 days till Thanksgiving, 42 days till Christmas, and pitchers and catchers report in just 91 days. That's your timeline.
That's the news you want to hear when it's just cold. 6:33. So it's the 13th, 17th. We got 42 days until Christmas. 6 weeks. It's on a Wednesday this year. 6 weeks from today, it'll be Christmas. So why not make it a point to get ahead of it? Enjoy a relaxed Thanksgiving. Watch football on Friday instead of getting caught up in Black Friday crowds, and get with Brian Jewelry and get a jump start on holiday shopping. And at Brian Jewelry, first of all, if you're shopping for a passionate football fan, they have 2 full showcases containing merchandise that's dedicated to the greatest rivalry in sports. And you can find something really tasty, classy in those showcases, no matter who you're shopping for. However, one thing they can do at Brian Jewelry is take an idea and bring it to life. My suggestion is stop by, talk to Lynn or Bobby or anybody of the great staff there. Let them know what you're, who you're shopping for. They'll ask a couple of probative questions, what the occasion might be, whatever it is. And then they'll make suggestions based on the information you provide. They've been doing this for about 6.5 decades. And they've grown from a tiny shop in a tiny town called Prattville to a freestanding store on Main Street And they serve everybody. People come to Brian Jewelry from all over, from Deetsville down to Troy. That's when Brian says you can shop on the website at brianjewelry.com. Join their club, save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
With north winds at 8 miles per hour, our wind chill factor right now is 17, so very close to what we were expecting several days ago. And we're getting very close to the record low of 24 from 1968. Right now we're at 25, so everything, the forecast is working out exactly as anticipated. For today, sunshine, cold, high temperature up to about 53. That's way below normal. Not quite as windy today. East winds at 7 to 13. Tonight, clouds on the increase. I think we will be close to another freeze. Overnight low, maybe 33, 32, somewhere around there. Tomorrow, spotty showers possible by the afternoon. Cold, high 49. A cold rain Thursday night, low 42. Chance of rain mainly Friday morning. And I think by midday, it starts to move out of the area. And then over the weekend, a little milder in the afternoon hours. 63 Saturday, 66 Sunday, 66 on Monday. Not bad. We like milder. And in fact, I think, I don't see any of these Arctic outbreaks or cold plunges for the rest of the month after this one. Right now, this morning, again, 25 degrees and clear skies at 6:35.
All right, we'll talk Googling symptoms on TV in just a couple minutes.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, we are seeing more and more cars hit the highway. The boulevard is a little busier right now, and there are no accidents there. 65, 85 looking good. The 31s into town all looking good this morning. Drive carefully. Remember, it is very cold. I was talking with Rich Thomas. We got down to 25 last night. That'll do a number on an old battery sometimes, or maybe you might need to warm the car up. But, of course, obviously never leave the keys in a running car unattended. It kind of goes without saying, right? If you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Injured in a wreck? The Vance Law Firm doesn't get paid until you get paid. Dial 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Today's the first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry. Acting Ukraine Ambassador Bill Taylor and State Department official George Kent will be questioned by members and staff of the House Intelligence Committee. Illinois Senate Democrat Dick Durbin tells CNN,
"We can read the transcripts of Ambassador Taylor and others, and they have some obvious value. But hearing them testify and be cross-examined really puts some power behind those statements."
Some Senate Republicans say they won't even watch the hearing, calling the process unfair. Arizona House Republican Andy Biggs tells Fox, though, he'll be watching the witnesses for,
"Are they biased? What's their credibility? Things that we've seen in the transcripts from the previous hearings. You want to lay that out?"
Taylor and Kent testified privately that they believe President Trump improperly demanded investigations in Ukraine that would help him politically. The hearing starts at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. America's listening to Fox News.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. Noella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the river region will go to bed hungry.
Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Best Friends Pet Resort or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Best Friends Pet Resort, we are here when you can't be.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
In the winter time, when the temperature drops, hanging from your nose is frozen snot. When the snow's piled high, better bundle up so you don't get frostbite. Be careful when you drive, or else your car will slip and slide. When they haven't plowed, you are spinning your wheels, and your hands and feet, both of them you can't feel. When the snow comes down, it just piles on your windshield with the ice. Better have a brush and a little plastic ice scraping device. In the winter time, da 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 da.
All right, we're ready to talk. Googling symptoms. I got a funny song on that topic that we just added to the...
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
I know I have this coworker. Our producer, John, does this all the time. He Googles stuff all the time, and he thinks he's got cancer, and it turns out he's just got gas.
Oh, according to a new survey, 43% of people admit they've convinced themselves that they have some type of serious disease after Googling their symptoms, when it turned out they actually just had something much more minor.
It's not you that convincing yourself. It's WebMD that has been convincing you. We want to bring in our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, and happy Wednesday, guys.
That Ryan, he's a panic.
I know. That bubble of gas can make you think you're going to die.
Producer John, God rest his soul.
Yeah. John just said rap.
I have something going on that I just Googled, and I'll tell you what it is. Now you're going to have to beg me to tell you, Ryan.
I didn't know.
Already started.
Wait, I didn't know WebMD could diagnose bus collisions.
So. Oh, my God.
Okay.
He's a funny guy. Is there a cover charge to watch this segment on CBS 8? I'm wondering.
The 8 o'clock show is always different.
When I climb the stairs, my right knee makes this weird clicking sound. It doesn't hurt, but it's very audible.
Did you Google clicking?
Why does my knee make a clicking sound when I climb the stairs? And here is the answer.
Oh, wait a minute.
The crunching sound from your knee is crepitus. I have crepitus. If you do not have any other symptoms, no specific treatment is necessary for crepitus. If you develop other knee problems, though, or you should see a doctor to have your knee evaluated. Crepitus is caused by the rubbing of cartilage on the joint surface or other soft tissues around the knee during joint movement. When knee snapping or catching is painful, that's usually a result of scar tissue or a meniscus tear. I had one of those fixed, not from the bus. Or a tendon moving over a bony prominence within the knee joint.
All right, well, good.
So
everybody now knows.
That's where you went wrong. You said that your knee was clicking, and that definition is for crunching. So you have to be a little bit more specific.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'll be diagnosed wrong. So try clicking again and see what you come up with.
What does it give you for life expectancy on that?
I should have been dead months ago. But I'm such a hardy person.
No, Julie is a WebMD expert.
Oh, yeah.
But is there anybody who is not... Googled symptoms. We've all done it, but have you ever thought you have something that it turns out to be nothing? Have you done that? Have you Googled symptoms like that?
I mean, I've Googled the symptoms, and
most
it's been
the time when I do stuff, it's like strep throat or the flu or something. You know, you're
right.
I would never like, do I have cancer? Oh, well, yeah, we're all going to have cancer.
It's
at
always
some point.
Been pointless for me because growing up, my mom was a nurse and now my wife is a nurse as well.
Wow.
So anything that I try and say, like, oh, I have this,
isn't
they're going to.
He's the one that's always sick.
Right.
You can have that fun. When I went back and I used click instead of crunch, and I still have the same old crepitus.
Crepitus? Oh, man.
Well, at least now you know it's accurate.
You got a second opinion.
We still love you, though.
Get well cards, stuffed with money, are welcome to be sent here to News Talk 93.1 FM in Montgomery. I will accept that. No breakfast for the crew.
Oh,
my no!
Can I have your TV?
When they hear the clicking, that's how they know to get the forks and spoons out. So here comes breakfast.
Here comes old crepitus up there.
It actually sounds like a finger snap.
Oh, that's just cranky old crepitus.
Don't worry about it. You got to change the diagnosis. What is it about him?
It really sounds like you don't actually know what's happening.
That's what I think, too.
But I don't recommend. I have friends that do this Google thing, and it's going to give you the worst
outcome
possible.
Of course it is.
Runny nose. Right. Your brain is leaking through your sinuses. You just don't want to do that. See a qualified physician.
Up there you go.
I guess it's kind of like hearing the bad news first and then the good news, at least if you're prepared, and then you take your diagnosis to your doctor when they tell you that
it's not as bad. It's not as bad. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, my crepitus is kicking in.
Easy as that. Well, we're going to let you take a break for that knee of yours, Greg, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, kids.
Have a good one. See ya.
If you want to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
One of those share elevators. I heard that.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Ryan. I'm glad we stayed tuned in to catch that little shot. It is 6:45.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of the Cheap and Trashy on News Talk 93.1 FM. While I'm gathering my copy together, it kind of went askew during our TV segment. Enjoy this. This, again, is dedicated to Disney Plus's troubled launch.
Disney stream on my TV. All my favorite movies. Old-time classics and new galaxies. Everybody's gonna be streaming. Some of them wanna stream Pixar. Some of them only stream Star Wars. You're gonna have to wait for Black Panther.
Good.
Iron Man, Disney streaming. That's a Raven, Disney streaming. Finding Nemo, Disney streaming. The Mandalorian, Disney streaming. Avatar, Disney streaming.
We have to talk to Jessie Lim. Maybe we can get her to make some of these things for us.
I bet she could.
The sexiest man alive, this is becoming an annual joke on America, is John Legend. Right.
It's not Bubba?
No. Bubba didn't get it.
His own head.
Yeah. We mentioned the launch of Disney having lots of glitches. Disney issued a statement at 10 o'clock yesterday morning saying the consumer demand for Disney Plus has exceeded our high expectations.
I'm sure.
We are working to quickly resolve the current user issue. We appreciate your patience. Again, reading these stories about the launch reminded me of Obamacare. It wasn't like they came up with this idea last week and rushed it into production. At 4 years for that, and it crashed on the first day.
Or in Disney's history, Disneyland in Hollywood, the day it launched, it was a disaster, really.
There was
a lot of glitches.
In large part, I'll never forget, we did a broadcast from Epcot on October 1st, 1982, opening day.
Right.
Amazing. But we went there for the first time in August to get a sneak preview. And most of it was a long way from being finished. But what was mind-boggling was the wiring and the circuitry and the stuff behind the scenes. I mean, and you saw that.
Probably still exposed and everything.
They hadn't. It was pretty much looked like half done.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just saying, none of us believed how they were going to get all that work finished by October 1st, because it wasn't one or two things. Mm-hmm. It was throughout the park.
I know you know. Epcot was built 30 feet. In other words, they had to add 30 feet so they could add all that underground, yes, walking around, everything. So that's 30 feet above what it used to be.
But they had dirt paths that our golf cart could take underneath.
Uh-huh.
All of that, you know, before they put a surface over all
underground
that.
Underground is
just amazing. Yeah. Just amazing. Yeah. An acting teacher once told Adam Sandler to give up. That's kind of an interesting thing. When he was at NYU, his acting teacher took him out for a beer just so we could tell him, think about something else. Listen, you got heart, but you don't have it. Choose another path. Well,
In some cases, that applies still.
Yeah, it does.
For some of his films, I think so.
Didn't he run into the guy again, and he didn't, he said, there's the only teacher that ever bought me a beer.
That's right. Yeah. And it's also one of Brad Pitt's favorite stories. I guess they're buddies. Here's a way back movie, 30 years ago, but it was one of the first, I don't want to call it feminist because that's hardcore, but a movie that was hugely popular, especially for women who work in offices. Working Girl with Melanie Griffith.
Uh-huh.
Story just being made known today that she was fined $80,000 for showing up late for a shoot. They had to set it back a day because she was not in the best condition. Hey, Melanie. Yeah, it was that bad. The company that's doing the James Dean movie wants to resurrect more dead celebrities.
Like, for instance,
Worldwide XR claims to have the rights to hundreds of celebrities, including Rosa Parks, Maya Angelou, Chuck Berry, Jerry Garcia, Andre the Giant, Jimmy Stewart, Betty Davis, Lou Gehrig, Jackie Robinson, Burt Reynolds, and Christopher Reeve. CEO Travis Cloyd says influencers will come and go, but legends will never die. He added the company will do their due diligence to make sure all dead celebrities are treated with respect.
Yeah.
The Days of Our Lives cast, could this be the end?
I understand that NBC may pull the plug on their only soap.
They shoot months ahead, so they're done well into next year, but they released everybody from their contracts yesterday, and they may speed up the storylines. Here's a preview of that.
I realize that there are gaps in my memory of what happened that night, but something just doesn't seem right. I just feel like I would remember.
All right, we're going to have to speed this up. Skip to page 79 on next month's script.
You're wearing a wedding band, and I'm not.
I had rings made for us, made from the wreckage of the Loretta.
The ship we were on together.
That sank.
Yes.
A piece washed up on the shore of that island that we were trapped on. I got it.
Yes, when you admitted that you were madly in love with me.
Yes.
Perfect. That's a wrap, everybody. And now if you could all go down to HR real quick, they have a vacation package waiting for you.
That show's been around for 55 years, by the way.
Yeah, and before that, it was even on radio.
There is a Friends Here's your daily Jennifer Aniston story. She had mentioned recently the cast was working on something. HBO Max will have the series, and when it debuts, they're going to do a reunion together. Apparently, everybody's on board with that. So I don't know about you, but I wish that was tomorrow. I'm so excited. Celebrity beast James Holzhauer will have a rematch with the woman who ended his streak. Emma Betcher, the 27-year-old Chicago librarian who ended his 32-game winning streak 5 months ago. The third contestant will be decided in tonight's semifinal matchup. The winner of the Tournament of Champions gets a quarter mil. Could there be a new Taylor Swift album by the end of the year?
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Okay. Rod Stewart has an incredible model train set. I think that's kind of cool. He's gone from, you know, a new woman every hour to playing with trains.
A woman an hour.
The Surviving Monkees will have a live album and tour in 2020.
It's Michael and...
Mickey died, right?
Peter York.
No, did Dork die? Tork died?
Oh, Peter died?
Right? Hang on. Yes. I got to look this
Two
up.
Two of them are dead. Davy Jones.
Yeah, Davy Jones, we know, is dead.
He's dead because he's still he was on dead. My show and died.
Okay.
As many of them did.
And Peter Tork died?
We're going to look. Okay, we know Davy Jones. We're not sure on Peter, are we? But I want to say. Yeah, he passed away in February of this year.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So the two of them are gone. We still have Michael Nesmith left, and we have...
Mickey Dolenz is 74.
And Mickey Dolenz, you're sure.
And Nesmith is 76.
And his mom, as we always say, is the
inventor of paper.
Liquid paper.
That was a big deal when we first learned that, because we were still using liquid paper.
Right.
I don't know if anybody's using it now. That's your Cheap and Trashy for today. Random Facts coming up next hour. I got to run down, get the specials, because we're going to give away a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz question. And before we go into the break, Rich, I want to thank you for the inspiration for my December magazine column.
Oh, well, what did I do or say that inspired you, and what are you writing about?
Well, what you... say and what we use is
not that.
Oh, the title of the column is that, in quotation, that, and it's just a funny look at how weird we get and some of the silly ways
you go. Oh,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Oh.
So I'll also give a little history on that. I think it's different. Jay, back to you.
Like not it? That.
Well. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. Here's another. So many of our businesses we
think
talk
of
about.
Baseball. I'm sorry. Go
ahead. Who's going to win the award tonight? Who's going to win the award? Let's see. Probably. Did we throw you off? You were talking about Montgomery Eye.
Yeah. And I was going to mention how amazing it is when you look at our great sponsors, how many of them have decades and decades of experience here. Jones Brothers, 8 decades.
How about one since the 1940s, right?
45, right? For this group.
Yeah.
With all the advances in eye care that have come along in the interim. For example, contact lenses. First, they were kind of difficult. Then they were able to make soft contacts, disposable contacts. But then the advent of LASIK hit. And now they have done thousands of LASIK procedures there. And it's so worth it. Best money you'll ever invest is having your eyes fixed so when you open them, you can see like you did when you originally had 20/20 vision. It's a simple procedure. Step one, though, is to see if LASIK will solve your problems visually. 271-3804 is the number to call. And you can get your procedure financed through Care Credit for qualified customers. But honestly, the price on these has continued to come down as the quality and results improve. You're in the best possible hands with Dr. Swan and Chin. If you'd like to learn more about LASIK, go to OnlineMEP.com. OnlineMEP.com, or again, call 271-3804. Latest temperature reading is...
Well, I'm about to get the new 7 o'clock, but it was 25 last time we looked.
All right. Let's see if people are driving well in this cold.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We are really beginning to get busy out there this morning. Everybody's rushing in for school and work. I-65 and 85, a big upswing in the number of cars there. Boulevard is getting a little busy this morning. The busiest spots so far on the Boulevard are over on the Southwest Boulevard near 331. Some action on the Troy Highway coming inbound, but we have no accidents anywhere. Drive careful. Buckle up this morning. And remember, Haynes Ambulance serves Central Alabama both on the ground and in the air. You and your family's lives are their complete dedication. Haynes Ambulance for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in a wreck that wasn't your fault, call the Vance Law Firm right now for a free consultation.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie.
5033.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme.